This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, when you're trying to get information out of a public entity, sometimes you file a Freedom of Information Act request. Tri-State's Public Radio did that recently, trying to get information about the decision to defund Tri-State's Public Radio. We ran a story on that last week, and you can find that on our website. I want to talk about another incident involving the student television station and the student newspaper, as some of the challenges, Jasmine and Will, that your students have encountered in trying to get information about something that happened on campus.
Right. So on September 19th, my students were talking about an incident where a student was alleging that she had been followed by a man hiding in some bushes near Lincoln, Washington and Grody Halls on campus. And this was out on Twitter. This is something that was public on Twitter. So a bunch of students were tweeting it and, you know, and looking at it and talking about it and putting it on Facebook. And that's where I came across it, was one of my students had posted about it on their Facebook page. And I thought, well, this is an incident that we should be following up on, find out more about it. So the next morning, I talked to my students and told them, hey, this is a potential story. Who wants to take the lead on that? And then one of my students came forward and said, well, I know this person as an acquaintance. I think they would talk to me. So I'm going to contact this person and see if they will be willing to go on, you know, do an interview with us. And that's what we ended up doing, is that we, the student and another student, a photojournalist, went and talked to her and did an interview with her and shielded her identity, although it was fairly public on making it that she had, you know, tweeted about it. But we still shielded her identity. So we put her in silhouette and you know, had her on the record talking about this incident. We also got a police report after requesting one from the university. And we go through university relations, and then they, you know, contact OPS, and they, you know, and that whole thing happens, and we get the police report. We also wanted information, and we wanted an interview with OPS. And although university relations had put us in contact with OPS, OPS never responded back to a couple different emails that we made. So we ended up going on air with the interview with the student, the information from the police report that we had, the information from her tweet that she had made originally, and then put the story together and making sure that people understood that Office of Public Safety did not do an interview with us and would not comment about this incident.
But there was a police report filed, so you're not just basing this on what you saw on social media.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
yeah.
You're able to confirm that this actually happened.
Yes.
And we should point out, too, that OPS, the Office of Public Safety, through the university, sends out an incident, a rundown mm-hmm. of calls they've responded to two or three times a week. And this incident was not listed in the report.
Right.
And so really, you only found out through the social media. We should be finding out if police are called on campus about certain thing. It should be included in this report that they put out two or three times a week. And there was nothing. They somehow managed to skip over this one.
Right. And this is not the first incident that's taken place where something was left off the incident report. In fact, we kind of made something appear or had them edit a prior incident report from a few years ago because we had discovered an incident that was not reported. And then they went back and changed the incident report and sent it back out. This did not happen this time, though. So they never did put this incident on the incident report that's emailed to people every, you know, every week, a couple times a week. And that was actually a big part of it, because the student this happened to, she was really upset that no one had been really alerted on campus to what she had experienced. And we also were able to find that resident assistants were contacted by the people in charge there and were told about this incident in case students were asking or talking about it in the residence hall. So
the university took it seriously enough that they talked to resident assistants about it.
Yes.
But they didn't send out an alert after this, sometimes they send out alerts if there's an emergency of some sort or a threat on campus. So they did not send out an alert, and they didn't bother to include this with their rundown of calls that OPS handled.
Correct. Yeah. So that actually ended up being a bigger part of the story, was how did this happen and why did it happen, which we still have not been able to get answers to that.
And I only learned about this when you and I were speaking of it, when it just happened not long ago. And, you know, as just a reporter instinct, I made a mental note. And I think right after we spoke, I immediately text or emailed our news department, our news editors. It was going to be a production night. We're going to put a paper out the next day. And I said, are you folks aware of this? We'll talk when I see you all this afternoon when you check in. And yes, matter of fact, our news editor said he did know about it and had seen it on social media, as you had, and actually knew the student who this happened to and was trying to. And so he was already on the ball and was already taking the initiative to actually try to get an interview with her, but she didn't feel comfortable enough to do it. So that did not happen. So we worked that afternoon and that evening. I was with them in the afternoon, and I gave them my suggestions, and I said, well, go down to the office of OPS just down the hill from our office and see what you can also get. Also try to get comment from the university. From what I gather from just looking here briefly again at a story that we ran at that time, we did get the Western Illinois Police, I believe that's where we have our facts and our information from. And then we also did get from the public relations of the university to comment about that. I don't recall exactly how OPS, if they got back to us or not, but it is not stated in our story. I didn't see the story go to fruition as far as the into the night, into the deadline where the students take care and put the paper to bed. But I do know of these incidents in the past, because this has also happened to us as well. And I think it's something that, something that we need to address.
Why do we need to address this? Why, from your perspectives, is it important? Are we just being nosy? Are we being pesky reporters? Or is there a reason why we should be pursuing these types of stories?
I would say that, but I think the technology demands it. And I think the public demands that. And the quickness and the convenience of the technology, I think the safety officials, law enforcement, have this burden to try to provide these with the tools that they have, these instant updates and warnings. It's just a burden that they'll have to meet, and I think it's just expected in this day and age.
I can tell you that the students were demanding to know more, and no one was listening to them. And I found that to be problematic. And as someone that I predominantly, most of my time is spent with students, I mean, that's who I'm talking to all day.
Me too.
I take what they say seriously. And I think everyone should. I think the whole university should. So when you fail to put information out in a clear manner, you're going to have rumors spread. And you're going to have even things that aren't true spread. So it's important to put the facts out and not, I guess, turn away from the journalists who are trying to just put it out there correctly. And that's really what we were doing in an effort to bring some clarity to the situation. We were trying to get everything correct. And it's very hard to do that when people aren't working with you to do that.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more A Shop Talk.